Question 1. How can people search for information now? Almost everybody searches for information nowadays using their smartphones. Nowadays, people spend all day with a smartphone in their pocket or in their hand. So when somebody needs to search for information, such as directions, a recipe, or a restaurant recommendation, they take out their phone, open Baidu, and search for the information. In the past, people would find this information through researching in books at the library or asking people in the local community. This takes a lot of time and can be unreliable. Therefore, it is much more convenient to search for information with your smartphone. Question 2. What information can people get from television? People can get all sorts of information from television, from news to science to fashion advice. There is a huge range of programming on television, and therefore, there is a lot of information people can get. For example, there are daily news channels that inform people about local, national, and international news. There are documentaries on all sorts of things, from science to nature, to geography and culture. There are also specific shows on things like fashion, cooking, and sports. Therefore, there is no end to the sort of information that people can get from television. However, it is not always the most reliable. Question 3. Do you think libraries are still important in the digital age? I think libraries are still very important in the digital age. Libraries have had to update themselves with the modern world and the digital age, but they are still very important. For example, in most universities, books and journal articles have become digitized. It is now the responsibility of libraries to provide students with access to the databases that host these materials and to create user-friendly directories so users can find materials in the first place. This is just one example of the way in which libraries are updating themselves to the digital age and how they play a vital role within it. Question 4. Does the development of the internet have any impact on some disadvantaged people? I think the development of the internet has many impacts on some disadvantaged people. There are some people who, due to their economic or social position, do not have access to the internet or do not know how to use it. For example, some poor people do not have laptops or phones to access the internet, and some elderly people do not know how to use laptops or phones to access the internet. Without access to the internet, there are many services and aspects of society that people are completely disconnected from. For example, some services are exclusively run through the internet or apps. There are some restaurants that only take bookings through an app, which means people without the internet cannot book a table there.